This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the airport on Saturday to try to prevent any demonstrations from taking place over the weekend. Some protesters have called for renewed demonstrations at the Hong Kong airport. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced that her government will formally withdraw an extradition bill that would have allowed Hong Kong residents to face trial in mainland China. That bill was what initially sparked the protest. Violence broke out at protests late Friday after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop, leading police to fire tear gas and rubber bullets. Hurricane Dorian continues its trek up the U.S. eastern seaboard after making landfall over Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and devastating the Bahamas. Forecasters across say that they expect it to move across Nova Scotia late Saturday or Saturday night. The National Hurricane Center expects Dorian to continue to produce life-threatening storm surges and dangerous winds along parts of the states of North Carolina and Virginia coast. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the parent agency to the National Weather Service is defending President Trump for his Sunday tweet about the state of Alabama being threatened by Hurricane Dorian.
Sunday, after President Trump had tweeted Alabama was going to be hit hard by Hurricane Dorian, a spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration said the current forecast path of Dorian does not include Alabama. That was Sunday. Now the agency says President Trump was right in his tweet and that the information that he was provided demonstrated tropical storm force winds could impact Alabama.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials said that the Friday that Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties among Afghan forces or the Taliban. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American soldier and a Romanian soldier were killed in action in Kabul, Afghanistan, raising the number of U.S. military fatalities to 16 this year. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing on Thursday in Kabul that it said killed foreign and local military personnel. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, announced on Saturday that Mission Control had lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 lander minutes before it was scheduled to land on the south pole of the moon. Kesavan is chief of the organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The lander made a six-week-long journey and entered the moon's orbit on August 20th. A successful landing would have made India only the fourth country to land a vessel on the lunar surface and only the third nation to operate a robotic arm rover there. Ukrainian security officials have launched an investigation into a subversive activity by one of the Eastern European country's defense contractors over plans to supply military hardware to neighboring Russia. Federal prosecutors say that the actress Felicity Huffman should spend time behind bars for her role in the college admissions scandal. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston, in a filing before a judge, says Felicity Huffman's sense of entitlement, or at least moral cluelessness, facilitated by wealth and insularity, led her to buy a fake SAT score for her daughter. And because of that, she should spend a month in jail when sentenced next Friday for paying $15,000 for someone to correct her daughter's SAT answers. Her lawyers say she should get probation, a fine, and community service. In her letter she wrote to the judge, Huffman says she had talked herself into believing she was giving her daughter a fair shot at school, only to betray her and fail her family. I'm Tim McGuire.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.